Welcome back to eBay Radio, where you can listen while you list. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Well, Q4, or holiday as it's known in retail, is absolutely crucial to any business, including businesses on eBay. And here now with five ways to set yourself up for success is the successful futurist Marcia Collier. She's the best-selling author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series, and she's known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C.
Hi, Griff. How are you?
I'm just doing great, Marcia. So what's the first thing sellers should be doing this time of year in order to have a successful holiday season?
List. And list some more. The more you list, the more you'll sell. I was working with a couple of people on social media, you know, teaching them eBay. Yeah. And they just took what they normally do when they write a blog to write, and they've been selling like crazy. I have one woman who did $300 this week. So, I mean, if you don't list, you can't sell.
Listing, listing, listing.
Listing, listing, listing.
What's
listing.
The second way sellers can set themselves up for success in Q4?
Well, Lee, good to hear from you.
Always nice to talk to you, my dear.
When you're selling new items, eBay has a catalog of great pictures. But when you're selling collectibles or unique items, be sure you take good pictures. This isn't something that you should slack on. Have a light colored or preferably a white background and take good focused pictures and take lots of views. Because the more views you have of your item, the better people are going to know what it looks like and they're going to want to buy it.
And it only takes a moment to take that extra picture, you know?
Yeah, right?
Very important.
Right. Sure.
So quick. You can do it so quickly.
Yes.
Yeah, I use my smartphone, and I take a bunch of pictures, and then I look at them, and then I'll start a draft listing on eBay through the mobile app. I always finish it on my laptop, but this way I can upload the pictures, and when you go on eBay, you can crop them, you can make them brighter. eBay has a lot of tools you can use, so don't make it painful. But, again, if you're doing jewelry or something like that, use something like a Cloudone Nimbus, or something like that, that you can mount your smartphone to, so you don't get shaking, and you get it. Good, crisp picture.
And I got one of those from you.
You did?
I think that's what I got.
Yeah, that is what you got.
Yeah, we've tried it a few times.
Upside down.
It works real well. Yeah, we took a few pictures with it, but we haven't really delved totally into it.
I know, Lee, you can't sell if you don't list.
I know, sweetheart, I know. And I just sold two things in one day.
We keep saying that.
Somebody bought two items from me the other day.
See?
And, and I hardly have anything up there now. John and I are going to list this weekend.
Yeah, I'm finished.
I hardly have anything. Well, you're my radio husband.
Work husband. Exactly.
A husband.
A husband. I'm finishing up edits on a book, and it's the time of year. We need to get this stuff up now because you want to allow for shipping times and all that. And, of course, you know, be sure that you ship within 24 hours of getting the money.
So you said that you use your phone to take your pictures now, but you always finish them on your laptop or desktop. Why is that?
Well, because I find when writing a description – or something like that. I mean, if it's a brand new item, heck, that's easy to list on the phone because you've got your barcode, you've got your descriptors that eBay supplies, you just fill in the things, and you don't need a serious description.
Yeah, got it.
You know, but when you're dealing with a collectible or a rare item, you want to give a little more punch and a little more to it.
And so it's easier to do it on your laptop or your desktop.
Yeah, it really is.
So what's the third way sellers can help themselves succeed during the holiday?
Well, like I've said since, 1999, take a picture as if you had no description. Write a description as if you had no picture. Okay. That way you can appeal to everybody when you've got a special item or a collectible item, and people are just going to know that they want your item from the description. I looked at a listing somebody sent me today. They sold within hours of listing it a Star Wars BB-8 handbag or popcorn case from Tokyo Disneyland. they bought it at Disneyland in Tokyo, and it's really cool, and yes, you could use it as a purse, and she included pictures showing how she used it as a purse.
Oh.
And it's cool, and people went crazy. I mean, at Disneyland in Tokyo, it was like $6 filled with popcorn. And she even said in her description, you can use it as a handbag like me, or you can fill it with popcorn and wear it to the next Star Wars movie night. The strap is adjustable, and she said she was going to throw in a bag of Orville Redenbacher's kettle corn so you can get the full popcorn effect. So you see, writing a description engages you. It draws people in. Because when you look at the pictures, yeah, they're cool. Yeah, it's a BB-8. Yeah, it's got a shoulder strap. But when you get the description, that's your chance to sell.
Oh, this makes
good
sense now.
Good point. So take your pictures as if you had no written description and write your description as if you had no picture. I love that.
You know, I've been saying that for over 20 years, and it's true. You have to do that because that's the way you get higher prices.
Makes perfect sense. So what's the next tip that you have? And you have so many, Marsha.
We're listing. We've got picture-perfect images and new school descriptions. Oh, yeah, my God. What's wrong with my mouth today?
Well, you probably got hit with a soundproofing panel.
Yeah, I probably did. So what's a fourth way to ensure success?
No, and just one thing on your descriptions. Please be sure to use all the item descriptors that eBay wants you to fill in so people can find it. And that'll help you in search as well.
Got it.
You have to ship professionally. I mean, gone are the days when people are shipping eBay items in cereal boxes.
Oh, yeah.
But that used to happen.
All the time, as a matter of fact.
Yep. But now you have to get serious. If you have an eBay store, you can get a deal on eBay shipping supplies, really nice boxes. I get a ton of free boxes from the USPS because priority mail is so important during the holiday season. People don't want to wait 10 days to if maybe they're going to get their items. They want to know, I ordered it, it's here, I can put it in the Christmas pile and wrap it later.
What's a fifth way for sellers to succeed in Q4?
Social media marketing. Real simple. You're going to list something great on eBay. Share a picture of it on your Facebook page. Share a picture of it on Twitter. But be sure you're sharing other things. Otherwise, nobody is going to pay any attention to showing pictures of what you're selling. Share stories. Interact with people. Build your community online so that when you do have something special you want to share, maybe twice, three times a week, then they'll pay attention to it because your feed doesn't look like an ongoing advertisement. It's so important.
It is.
That makes perfect sense.
How about bonus tips?
Well, we're all going to be buying for Christmas, right?
Right.
I mean, I already started. My eBay orders are coming in. I know this is kind of old school as a tip, but it's an important one. I bought something recently. And the seller changed the listing, which didn't include something that I got. So luckily, I had the original link to the item, and eBay will take you to the item and show you the original one so that you know that you bought something. And if it came with something, you have it, and you can print it out. eBay supplies this for you. And I recommend if you're selling on eBay, you're really busy and you're going crazy, but you're still buying, and you want these items exactly as you expect them to be delivered. So, old school, but print out that first page eBay gives you once you've purchased something, and just keep it somewhere. And as the items come in, check them off. Because, like, I purchased something on October 30th that's still not here. I was going to file a case against the seller, and all of a sudden I get it's being shipped.
We have a little box right inside our door, a little green box. And whenever I buy anything, I print it out and I put it in that little box because
Smart.
It's right by the door. So when the box
Smart.
Comes in, we know that that came in.
See, you're so smart.
Well,
you know, I always used to recommend this and people used to get on me, I don't want to print things out anymore, blah, blah. But it's important, right, Lee?
Absolutely. You can, you know, you never know.
Yeah, because you forget what you've ordered. Also, you know, because I know we've all been through the thing where you bought the same person four different Christmas presents and that was just a mistake. Right?
Or I buy things for stocking stuffers and forget to stuff the stockings. And two years later, I find them in my drawer and say, I meant these things for the girls.
Right, right.
Yeah, got to keep track of everything. And especially during the holidays because we're buying more.
Right, and we're selling because we're listing.
What do you do after you list something? Do you take a picture of it and keep it?
After I list?
Yeah. See, I always take a picture of each listing.
Oh, that's interesting. No, I just keep all my items that are listed on eBay in a certain area so that when the order comes in, I can pick it up quickly, box it up, and get it out the same day.
Okay.
And just so you know, there's more tips in eBay for Dummies 9th edition, which came out this year.
And what's your new book?
I am updating the eBay business all-in-one, and that will be out in Q1. That is the book. That's that big, giant Bible that tells you more about running a business online. Because I figure when you're reading that book, you know how to use eBay.
Right.
But this will tell you, you know, what licenses you have to get, what kind of tax things you have to do, how to source professionally. Versus, you know, because once you're in business, you got to be professional.
When is that coming out?
Q1.
You'll give me a couple of copies to give away over the year?
Absolutely.
Of course you will.
The eBay business all-in-one for dummies. But eBay for dummies will get everybody going with great tips.
Well, Marcia, as always, it's a pleasure.
Thank you
so much. And if I don't speak to you too over the holidays, you're in my heart. I love you. I think of you all the time.
Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, Marcia.
We got to call each other more.
Yes, you too.
Yeah, we do.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, 888-723-4630, our open phones.
What do you want from Santa this year?
I'd like some of his elves to answer my emails from customers. Right now, all I want to do is say, bah, humbug.
You don't need elves. You just need Reply Manager.
Oh, yeah? What replies does it manage?
Reply Manager handles all my communication with buyers. It brings correspondence from each selling channel into one inbox, then sorts it into folders. Email threads make it easy to track conversations. I can even set up smart auto responses without any elves. My customers are so much happier with faster, more personalized replies.
I still want elves.
Your elves can use Reply Manager too without having access to your eBay account.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to share that password. You know, elves love to shop.
Well, Reply Manager is my one-stop shop for inbound message management. So give your inner Grinch a happy new year. Then try Reply Manager for free at replymanager.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-Bit Software. 6-Bit Software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-Bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-Bit stores your item info forever. 6-Bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-Bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-Bit Software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
With Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Festivus almost upon us, the Q4 Marathon is coming into its home stretch. Last year, holiday e-commerce sales totaled $94.7 billion. And this year, they're predicted to top $100 billion for the first time ever. Get your share of this retail figgy pudding by listing. Then go all out with promotions and deals. Try bundling or quantity discounts or free shipping when buyers spend X amount. Send repeat customers a codeless coupon. Market your promotions via social media and your store newsletter. And add a holiday greeting to your packing slips. Just don't get so wrapped up in selling that you miss out on the joys of the season.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source. Listen while you list.